In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 5th Perek of Masechet Menachot. And we continue discussing both Tnufa and Hagasha, which is the waving of a korban, or the Hagasha, meaning it being brought close to the Mizbeach. So yesterday's Mishnah, we were discussing those korbanot that required Hagasha and not Tnufa, and they were primarily Mincha offerings. So here the Mishnah says, Elo te'unim Tnufa ve'in te'unim Hagasha. The korbanot we're going to be discussing now, which goes more broadly than Mincha offerings, they require the waving, but not the Hagasha being brought close to Mizbeach. And that is Log Shemen Shel Matzorah Vashamo. This refers to a Matzorah once he is healed, part of the purification process. We've touched on it a few times, and we're really going to see this in an orderly fashion when we learn Masechet Negayim. But on the 8th day, they would bring two kvasim, these two lambs. It says, V'lakach o'ken ha'keves ha'echad ve'krivot al ha'asham ved log ha'shem, and he would take this keves that would be offered as an asham, a guilt offering, that's ha'ashamo, and also this log, this volume of oil. And both the asham and the oil were waved before Hashem. So this waving, just so you can appreciate, is we're going to learn about it soon in terms of the actual process, how it was performed. But very briefly, think of it more like the way one would shake a lulav and etrog, meaning sort of brought forward and backwards in all four directions and up and down. Let's continue. V'ha bikurim k'divrei Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, that according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, he understands that the bikurim, meaning the first fruits that one has to bring to Yerushalayim from the Shivat Aminim, they would also be waved. Let's continue. Ve'emurei shalmei yachid. This refers to the sacrificial parts from a shlamim that an individual will bring. Ve'chazeh ve'shok. These are the parts that are given to the kohen. This is the chazeh is the chest and the shok is the thigh. Shelahem. So those, they are also waved, as it says, shok ha'truma ve'chazeh tnufa alishei chalavim. So that's on top of the sacrificial parts. Yaviu l'hanif, to be waved tnufa lafnei Hashem. Misha says, achad anashim ve'chad nashim. Whether this is referring to a korban shlamim that is brought by a man or a woman, it requires waving. However, it says, Bi Israel aval lo ba'achirim. What that means is that the waving itself is done in the hands, it means rest in the hands of an Israel. However, not ba'achirim. What's referring to lo ba'achirim? Here, Kanti explains that firstly, if the korban was brought by a woman or by goyim, then the Kohen himself would do the waving on his own, as opposed to if it was brought by an Israel, the Kohen would wave it along with the Baal, the owner of the Korban. So to appreciate this, you've got the Emarim, you've got the Chazer and Shok, it's resting in the hands of an Israel, and the Kohen puts his hands underneath it, and they do the waving together. Now if it's a Korban brought by a Goy or by Nashim, by women, then the Kohen would do this waving on his own. I hope that's clear. Let's continue. Ushtei HaLechem. In other words, what else requires waving and not meaning tnufa, not hagasha? Let's continue with the list. There's a shtei alechem u'shnei kivsei atzeret, so the two loaves that came along with the two lambs on Shavuot. We've pretty much been discussing that quite consistently over the last week or two, that particular korban. And it says, so the Christian mission says, ketzad hu aseh, how would they do that? How would they wave both the lechem and the kivsei atzeret? So it says, noten shtei alechem agabei shnei kvasim. Literally, that means that the shtei alechem was placed on top of the two lambs. That's based on the language of the Pasuk. However, al really means near or next to. U'minichim shtei yadayim lamatan, and then they would rest his hands underneath it. Molich u'mevi, so literally that means it goes forward and backwards, but what that really means is it was taken to arba ruchot shel olam, meaning all four directions. Again, like I said, much like a lulav and etrog. U'ma'ale mayorid, and it goes up and down. Shneema asher hunaf, v'asher huram. Hunaf is a reference to going in all directions, and huram, meaning raised up and down, that's reference to the other two directions, we said. Let's continue. Tnufa haita b'mizrach, that the waving could be done, according to Rashi, even in the Mizrach, meaning anywhere it was done. The Hagasha, when they did the Hagasha, meaning referring to the Mincha offerings, when they brought it close to the Mizbeach, what would they do? That was done in the west. Quite literally, it was a corner, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Mishnah says, Tnufot kodmot l'hagashot, in a situation where both were performed, the Tnufa was done first. And Mishnah says that Minchat HaOmer and Minchat HaKnaot, what are those korbanot that require both? They are the Minchat HaOmer, this is the Omer offering that's born on the 16th of Nisan, first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and Minchat HaKnaot, the Minchat Sota, that requires both Tnufa and Hagasha. And finally, for the sake of completeness, Mishnah says, Lechem HaPanim, Minchat Nesachim, when it comes to the showbread and the Minchat Nesachim, this is the Mincha offering brought along with Korbanot, they require neither Lo Tnufa v'lo Hagasha, neither waving nor the Korbanim brought close to Mizbeach. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Shimon adds as follows, There are Shlosha Minim, There are three types of korbanot, tonim shalosh mitzvot, that amongst them they require three mitzvot. So what are the three mitzvot? The first is smicha. That's when the bal ha-korban, the person who brings a korban, uses all his strength and places two hands on the korban and like rests on it, and then does vidui, he confesses. The other two mitzvot we're talking about is tnufa, which is a waving we discussed in the previous Mishnah. However, sometimes in tnufa, the waving was done with the animal being alive, and sometimes we're talking about the waving of the parts of the animal once the korban's already been slaughtered. So Mishnah says, shtayim b'kol echad mehem v'shlishi em b'hem. So these three mitzvot, when discussing these three korbanot, each of them have only two of those three mitzvahs. So Mishnah can explain. Ve'elohen, what are they? Zivchei shalmi yachid, so referring to a korban shlamim that an individual brings. Zivchei shalmi tzibur, this is the shnei kivsei atzeret, once again, a shlami offering that's brought by the community. This is referring to the kivsei atzeret brought on Shavuot. Ve'ashan metzora, and this is the guilt offering that brought by metzora on that he's, in the day he is healed, which we discussed also in the previous Mishnah. Let's go through them. Zivchei shalmei yachid, so the individual shlamim offering, what do they require? Which two mitzvot? First is tuanim smicha chayim. He has to place his hand, the smicha is required while the animal is still alive. Utnufa shchutim, and it is the waving required is after the animal has been slaughtered, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, which is the emorim and the chazev shok. The ein bahem tnufat chayim, and but they do not require waving while the animal is still alive. However, zivchei shal mitzibur, when it comes to the kivsei atzeret, the lambs brought on Shavuot, which two mitzvot do they require? It says teunim tnufat chayim u'shchutim. Waving is done both while the animal is alive and the waving of the chazer and shok after the animal has been slaughtered. However, ein bahem smicha, but smicha is not required. That is because halacha Moshe Mesinai is that we know that smicha does not apply to any korbanot tzibur, any public offerings, except for two. First is Siri Hamishtaleach, the goat that was sent out on Yom Kippur and thrown over the cliff, or pushed over the cliff, and the Paralem Davar Shetzibur, which we learned in Masechta Horayot not too long ago, where the Beit Din of the Sanhedrin ruled incorrectly regarding a detail of a prohibition in the Parsha book by Karet. And a majority of the Tzibur followed it, that require this particular korban that they bring, this Paralem Davar Shetzibur, requires smicha by the Sanhedrin. And finally, Vasham Matzora, this guilt offering the Matzora brings on the day that he is healed, that requires Ta'un Smicha. It requires resting hands of the Korban, which is interesting. Kati points out here that is that all Korban Yachid requires Smicha except for Bechor, Korban Pesach, and Maaser, Maaser Behema. That's just a side point. Utnufot Chaim requires waving while the animal's still alive. If you remember, in the previous mission, we described that Korban Asham along with the oil. The Ein Bot Tnufa Shachut, but once the animal is shechted, there's no more further waving required. Those are Mishnah today.